And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as my mission and my calling. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer. We're not trying to be quick about it, but we got lots of stuff to talk about today. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God, for the wonders you have gifted to us. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Grant us wisdom, O God. Protect us from the enemies of this world. Protect and guide our president. Give him wisdom and discernment as he leads your people. Guide your people, Father. May we use your wisdom to sort through the chaos and the lies of this world. May we choose to be set free by your truth. In the beginning, you created this earth. You created all things in it, plant and animal and man. The fowls in the air and the creatures of the sea, all things, Father. Thank you for the beauty of it all. Thank you for providing us food and clothing and companionship and the opportunities to see and witness the amazing wonder of life in everything. Use CSC Talk Radio to be your beacon of truth. Bless me as you bless Jabez. Expand my territory that I might glorify you. Here I am, Lord, send me. Send me, O God, and may I always seek your will and show your love. Make me a defender and an instrument of truth and common sense. Bless today's show. May we bring encouragement and wisdom. May we share the truth along with the awfulness of agendas by those who would destroy. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. Where were those who say they care during the riots? A rioter stoned a police horse. Another rioter in front of the camera abused a little puppy and later strangled that puppy. Was this necessary for race awareness, as they say all the violence was? This was not to honor George Floyd. This was and is because those who would loot, rob, burn, and participate in acts of violence and abuse are not concerned about life. Not at all. Not black, not white, not yellow, not purple, not red, not animals. No life matters to them. They say you could tell the character of a man by the way he treats animals, and I believe that that is true. In Genesis 1:26, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that he may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." I can't imagine life in this world without animals, whether for food, for work, companionship, entertainment, and just wonder and awe. All of God's creation is beautiful. Well, maybe not so much those mosquitoes. I suppose there has to be a balance somewhere along the line. I didn't grow up around animals. Oh, we had a puppy or two when I was a kid, but I wasn't a part of a farm until I was older and married. Yep, there were some surprises there. How much life can you learn from the animals? When my oldest boys were young, a circus came to town. I was probably more excited than they were. I'd never seen, other than on TV, the circus. When I was a youngster in Kansas City at the end of every school year, there was a field trip. And it was the same field trip every year. You got to take sack lunch and went to the Swope Park Zoo. I know it's not the biggest and the best, but it was amazing, and it was a display of life and wonder of God's creation. What an imagination he has. When I was 9, my parents took us to the St. Louis Zoo, and I always remember that I was captivated by the elephants. Almost got lost there, but that's another story. Without the livestock and all animals and in the industries, Most people would never be able to see the beauty and wonder of the magnificent animal world. Oh, the eyes of a child when they see the giraffe, or the magnificence of those amazing cats and their sleek beauty. And how about that hippo when he yawns? That's amazing, isn't it? However, there are those in this world that don't get it. They haven't a clue and are fighting against the industries that bring the magnificent animals as well as food to our lives. They've never put the circuses there. They've tried to put the circuses out of business, and they had their way that there be no zoos. Why? What they don't understand is that these caretakers are taking care of the animals, and without their wisdom, dedication, and sacrifice, those beautiful animals would be in great danger of extinction. The zoos, the circuses, bring to life the grandest of creations and a respect for life. My guest today is Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. From the farm to the ranch, to the horse and carriage, from the puppies to the penguins. I had to say that because that's all that I could think of, is puppies to penguins. To rabbits and raccoons, from the zoo to the circus. The Cavalry Group protects all the animal industries from the radical groups in this nation. That's the only way you can understand life is through animals. Welcome back, Mindy. I hear the circus is coming to town.